The Carmen and Yurko podcast is brought to you by Vitacost.com. Vitacost.com is a trusted brand for all your discount vitamins, supplements, health foods, and beauty products. Use promo code CARMEN15 for 15% off your entire order at Vitacost.com.
This is Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Jeff Meller. Thank you, Burt Breer. Thank you, Jesse Rogers. Buddy and I are headed to Flossmoor Country Club to play some golf with all of our top sponsors and a handful of lucky fans that won their way in. Danny's going to be on the golf course as well. And Crosstalk brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. Summer Harness Racing is heading down the home stretch at Hawthorne with betting action every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night under the lights. Get great picks from the awesome Jim Miller, who you can hear on The Odds Couple.
Carmen Yurko.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum. What's up, guys?
Good news, boys.
Very melodious.
When you get down to Flossmoor later today, we are behind the bar.
Yeah, what a track.
What a beautiful track. So if you want an ice cold course, pure, maybe a cutty in water, whatever you want, we're going to make it for you.
I had more than enough last night.
We're behind the bar, boys, get ready. The Coors Pure's on ice.
Ready to rock
and roll. We got J&B, we got Doers, we got Jack.
We got it all.
Did you say J&B?
Yeah. Oh, you got Hoodie. It's waiting for you, buddy.
Oh, old school. All right.
Splash of soda with a sidecar of Coors Pure, baby.
Some Seagram's VO.
You guys better get down here quick. I saw J&B last night at dinner.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Canadian Club.
You guys need to get down here quick. We're behind the bar. You're going out all these years doing a show together. This is my favorite setup maybe ever. We're looking out over the 18th green. Boom. We're in the little off the terrace here at Flossmoor Country Club in the little grill room behind the bar, getting ready for the show.
You're speaking my language, some of that old school stuff.
I'm telling you.
Did you say Seagram's VO, York?
We're looking right at it, Hoodie.
Yeah, looking at Seagram's.
Hoodie, I'm going to take a picture of the well here. I'm going to text I'll put it out on you so you guys see it. This is Canadian Club. This is old school Southside Country Club, baby. That's what they have in here. They got Brill Cream in the men's room downstairs. It's everything. Hoodie, I'm telling you, it's like walking into the 1960s. Right. It's fabulous. Don Draper's going to come around the corner
How
any
about
minute.
Vitalis, a little Vitalis.
That's right. Exactly. It's down there, Cap. It's in the locker room.
They got Barbasol down there.
You know what they? You know, Carmen, you say, you know what they say about Brill Cream? You know, a little dabble do you.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all you need.
Hey, we had a lot of fun with you guys last night.
Fabulous.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, fabulous. It's great. Just too bad Carmen couldn't contain his language.
My potty mouth.
I mean, what an upset. Carm gets to talk it to, not me.
Yeah, that is a shock.
I thought we were doing an unhinged podcast.
We're doing it today.
Carmen started rolling. I mean, my heaven.
Are we going to be able to do it today in here? People aren't going to be offended, right? We'll see. We're supposed to tape today when Waddle and Sylvie get here.
You know,
so
you get
see.
In a country club atmosphere like this. Now, you know, the language has a tendency to, you know, shine in itself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've ever been out, you know, on this when a guy misses a three-footer.
Sure.
Oh, the expletives are coming out.
I know. We shouldn't be afraid of swear words. It's 2021.
It is 2021.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had a great time
last
night. Great
time last night.
How about
boys.
The governor? How about the governor was there last night? At
I had a nice chat with him.
It was great.
That was
you talked to him. You said hello.
That was
I tracked him down.
Cap, it was like the Last Supper over there. You see that table? I mean, that was some spread they had going on over there.
Yeah, and they had a guy in a Ravens jersey. I didn't get that.
That was odd.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was very becoming.
Cap, when you walked up to him, like, did you approach security first, or did they, like, grab you, or?
So I see him leave, and I said, Hoodie, screw this. I'm going to go introduce myself to that guy. And so I ran out on the back patio where we had been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
He's leaving out that way. His car is out there.
Sure.
And I said, excuse me, Governor. Two guys.
Yeah.
Like.
They give you the host sign, right?
They give the
hands up. Yeah.
And I said, excuse me, Governor.
Yeah.
David Kaplan from ESPN 1000. He's like, oh, hey, I'm a fan of your guys' show in the morning. I'm like, wow, thanks a lot.
Doesn't listen.
You obviously don't hear me take shots at you.
Definitely not listening. Yabba dabba doo.
They all say that, right?
I said, I have a problem with something you've done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. May I share? He goes, yeah, go ahead. I said, when you took the mobile registration out of sports gaming, you affected a lot of people, whether they're ones that want to gamble that aren't going to drive to East St. Louis to sign up, or the advertising community. He said, I get it. It
don't
was a bug.
Don't say what he's going to do, because you would then get all the opponents maybe up against them.
Uprooting.
I'm not going to say.
Uprising.
So under consideration.
Yeah.
But he said, just go back and look at the bill when it was signed, 18 months, and the brick and mortar's up.
You know what it would have been great if he said, why don't you go back inside, eat your dinner, and mind your own business?
That would have been awesome.
That would have been great.
I would buy his table, too. Not one green vegetable on the table.
Cap.
No broccoli on the table?
No broccoli. No.
Sir, you
none
can,
whatsoever.
You can stick it where the sun don't shine. I'm out of here.
Oh,
goodbye.
My God.
Yeah, and I hear you take shots at me on the air about this.
I've never seen bacon served as an entree, but I did yesterday.
Wow. Bacon is good as an entree.
I love bacon. You love bacon.
I do, man.
We all love bacon.
Yes, we do.
Delicious.
But
thank you to our bosses for dinner. We had a great time with Waddle, Sylvie, you guys, me, Hoodie, Mike, Craig, and Steve.
It's going to be a fun day of golf, too. It's beautiful. I mean, it's windy,
gorgeous,
though, boys, so
gorgeous.
Get ready. It's windy.
Looking forward to it.
When it's breezy, swing easy, guys. Remember that.
This course is a famous Southside course, 100 years, I think, Flossmoor's been here. Maybe more. I mean, I've never played here.
They just hosted last week the Illinois Senior Open out here, just so you guys know. So the track is in exceptional shape.
It looks perfect.
Yes.
I'm telling you, look picture perfect.
Two rounds last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you check in with Tracy? How's the weather overall?
You know, that's a good question. We didn't get an update from Tracy.
Well, you guys are there. Why don't you guys corral her?
But it looks pretty good. I don't think we've got any 85 and sunny all day. Merkin's favorite.
Might be a little bit rain later down south where we're going to be, but it might be after we finish the round.
Down south. We're not in freaking, Carbondale.
Yeah, Effingham.
Yeah, really, Danny.
Out in Effingham.
You guys ask for the weather. I give you the weather, and then you bitch about how it's delivered.
It might affect the pork bella futures.
I mean, it's a nice weather forecast for East St. Louis. We just want to know what's happening in Flossmoor. He's down south.
It's not like Orange Samuelson's going to step in here and give us the crop report. I mean, geez.
We are south of I-80, though, aren't we?
We are south of I-80.
A lot of times that's like the line of demarcation, right? Yeah,
for some people.
Rain might hit south of here, Hoodie. You never know.
That's true. For some people, that is for sure.
Yeah. For some people who've never been to Dwight, Illinois.
For some people.
Well, I'm looking forward to just hanging out and being with you guys again.
That's it, man. I'm telling
you. A lot of fun.
Malnati's is bringing lunch. Malnati's and Bona. Bona Beef bringing lunch. It's going to be great.
There you go.
Who doesn't like a nice beef sandwich?
Looking forward to that.
Bona.
The people from... Danny, who are the people you're playing with?
I'm playing with Carm's good friends from the Pride Stores.
There you go.
I love them.
Good luck to them. Golfing with Danny.
Danny, sweet talker. Maybe they'll give you a bottle of one of their barrel picks. Like, they got old elk picks and Traverse City picks.
Wait, do those guys get to the first tee and see Danny and I? I mean, I'm okay. Danny's not great. And both of us shank it to the left or to the right or just hook it to the left.
You don't shank. You're not a shanker.
No, Randy. You're going to be shorthanded, Randy. You always are.
Randy's down the middle 200.
No. I would love down the middle 200.
Down the middle 200.
No.
You're going to get a lot of run out here.
I mean, usually we're playing with Danny's dad and Danny's dad's friend.
Sure. Harvey Wallbanger.
Barry. Yeah.
Barry.
Harry's dad.
Harry and Harry.
Harry's friend is Barry. It's Harry and Barry.
Harry, the last time we played, hit the ball, I mean, a couple times, like, sideways. And he's like, looks this guy in the air.
Listen,
I mean, you know.
He's a happy man. He's retired. He's out playing golf. Yeah. What does he care?
Yeah.
Once he sold the dry cleaning business, he was a happy man.
Exactly.
It was golf forever.
Please. He doesn't care. He's having a cigar, having a good time.
How are the greens around here? Are they tough? Because that's
lightning.
That's the only. That's the only place I might be able to help is around the
lightning
greens.
Quick. And remember, you're playing a bramble today, my friend.
What's that mean?
Everybody drives, then you play the ball out. Your own ball from that point out. That's what a bramble is.
Wait, everyone drives.
Everybody drives. You go to the best drive.
Then you
play your ball from that point
and then
on.
You play it out.
Oh, so
really?
You're on your own accord from that
boy.
Point out. So that might be a bonus.
Yeah.
If the Pride guys can really slap that ball around.
Yeah.
Danny, they're going to want to know who the surfer is when they get on the first
stage. Yeah, exactly.
Like, who's this guy? Yeah.
Laird Hamilton.
Exactly, yeah. They're like, who's the guy from California that flew in to play with us?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Danny does have a little Aaron Rodgers.
Stop with the Aaron Rodgers.
Danny's got a better personality and demeanor about him, but there is a striking similarity.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. First of all, I had the hair first. Second of all, he's got that like really tight ponytail that was cool in like 1994. That's not the look I'm going for.
I don't think it's a shot, though. I mean, he's a handsome guy.
He's not handsome. Aaron Rodgers is not even remotely handsome.
That's thin Steve Seagal look is what you're going with.
Right.
The above the law Steve Seagal.
Oh, yes.
I think you're letting your hatred of the Packers cloud your judgment on how handsome or unhandsome Aaron Rodgers is.
That's right.
I guarantee you when Danny gets out there, the hair will be pulled back.
There's a lot of men that would consider Aaron Rodgers handsome.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Yes.
Danny. Not me. I don't consider Mance. Compare me to The Rock.
If I was ever going to go that direction, it's Cristiano Ronaldo for the good kid. I mean, it wouldn't be Aaron Rodgers, number one.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, wonderful, man. You, two goals. Wonderful.
Loved it.
I like that. Yeah, I'm more impressed with Romelu Lukaku's brace.
What's that?
That he had against Aston Villa. The Belgian.
Do we have to dump
the Belgian.
That?
Yeah, Lukaku.
My hands, on the button here.
Romelu Lukaku. Yes, wonderful brace by him. Yes. Champions League action today, guys, if you guys want to check it out.
What time?
Chelsea's playing Zenit.
What time?
Zenit. Good action.
Where's Zenit?
It's probably already happening. Could be Switzerland.
Yeah,
it could be a team from the Swiss League.
I never heard of Zenit. Yeah.
Well, you should. You need to get more involved with soccer, kid. It's taking over the world.
No, I know.
I don't know if you saw that happening.
Yeah. We had a call from Switzerland
they're
yesterday.
They're Russian boys.
Yeah, Russian.
You had a call from Switzerland?
Yes, we did. Remember, Kat?
We did yesterday. He was a huge Bears fan that watched it at 6 a.m., got a little sleep, and then called us.
Called us at 4:58 Switzerland time.
But can you imagine, you know, you're a Bears fan, you're living in Europe, you're getting up at 4 a.m. to watch that.
Oh, to watch
nonsense.
That mess. I mean, watch that mess.
That's dedication, man.
Yeah, but that's what the European soccer fans are doing here.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's easy. That's before the NFL action. 6:30, usually have a game on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, you're watching the
morning. You wake up early, you get all your soccer action in before the NFL football starts.
Yeah. That was awesome to watch Ronaldo score twice. That was really cool.
Are you a Man U fan?
Yes, that's who I went to see. We flew over there and went to the game. It was awesome. Yeah. And then I read a great article where Sir Alec Ferguson, who is the Bill Belichick, the Nick Saban of English Premier League soccer.
And he had his own show on CBS.
Right, only he's retired.
You recall this, right?
Different Ferguson.
What? Sir Alex.
Who was it that? Do I have that wrong?
I think that was Craig.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yes, this is
he had a Scot and an Englishman.
And so Sir Alec said that he called Ronaldo and said, "You're going to Manchester City? Yeah, we're close on a deal. If you do that, you will ruin your legacy in this country forever," because that's how hated the rivalry is there. And he said he called him back an hour later, said, "You're right, I can't do it. Can you guys get a deal done?" Yes. Bam. There he is.
His Portuguese teammate, Bruno Fernandes, is the one that was really influential in getting him out.
Yep.
He made a phone call to his guy, and, you know, Portuguese.
Obrigado.
Yes, obrigado. Then boom, boom, boom.
Let's go get
and
a cafe.
And the next thing you know, Bruno. Then Alex, Sir Alec makes the call. But it was Bruno Fernandes that was really the driving force behind it.
Bruno.
Yeah. And he scored the third goal in that game, by the way.
Oh, wow. The Portuguese dominated.
What a strike.
I love it.
Yes.
Beautiful country, Portugal.
All right, that's enough, Carl.
All right, we're out of here. We're heading your way.
All right,
see you boys in a little bit.
Be safe on the drive,
hoodie,
guys.
Hoodie, Doers and Water, sidecar of Coors Pure, right?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, it'll be on the bar when you get here.
Yes, please, and thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, here we go. We got Carmen and Herco, Flossmoor Country Club.
There you go.
Outstanding.
I'll see you there. What is that, 10 minutes from here?
No, it's not 10 minutes from here. It's not.
Maybe 12.
Okay, we're good. Carmen Yurk are coming up next. We're headed out there, and we'll have a whole bunch of laughs and get you setting in tomorrow. Let's rock and roll. Have a great day, Hoodie.
Southbound and down this morning, 294. You know, the traffic wasn't so bad through the construction, actually. Not too bad. Was it bad for you, Mark?
It was simple. I was shocked. I was expecting
today.
A lot. 294 can be a nightmare.
When there's a lot of construction going on, especially when you get south of Ogden Avenue, because they got a lot of work going on.
And but I had a lot of memories getting off of Dixie Highway. Karma, I can't tell you how many times I got off of Dixie Highway growing up, and it was awesome.
Merck's old neck of the nape. We're down here at Flossmoor Country Club. But I was cruising out of my Nissan Altima. Love that car. I've loved Nissans for a long time and driving them for about 20 years. Nissans are thrilling. You know that feeling you get when you hit the gas, your head kicks back, you get that chill running down your spine? That's a Nissan. Now, does your car do that for you? Ask yourself that question. If the answer is no, come on, guys, get with the program. You deserve a car that thrills. They got the ruggedly redesigned Pathfinder. That's got intelligent four-wheel drive. They got the next-gen Frontier. They got the Titan. So they really have something in their lineup for everybody, no matter what it is you're looking for. Sports cars, sedans, SUVs, trucks to tow those heavy loads. Whatever you need, Nissan's going to hook you up. Oh, they have electric cars, too. Check out the full lineup at NissanUSA.com.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Get Carmen and Yurko podcasts on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
I'd like you to meet a real inspiration.
Carmen and Yurko, ESPN 1000.
I can't help but think of I Love You, Man, Yurko, when I hear this. Can't help it. Think of that great movie, I Love You, Man, with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd.
I Love You, Man.
Yeah. It's a good movie, and they love Rush. Yeah. Like, that's their common bond. They love Rush.
Okay. I don't know if I ever saw I Love You, Man.
That's a good movie. You'd like that. Yeah. Lou Ferrigno's in it, plays himself. It's pretty good.
Definitely haven't seen it.
No?
If Lou Ferrigno was in there, I would have remembered
John, Lou. John Favreau's in it. He plays it. He's good. He's funny.
Now there's a reason not to see it. Okay.
Really
wonderful.
Not a Favreau fan. I'm surprised with all the Marvel stuff. I thought you would have liked Favreau.
Well, they kind of put him in there. You know, he was in there early in a couple. I know he directed a bunch of them.
Yeah, like those Iron Mans, right?
Yeah, he directed a bunch of them, and he was in Endgame, I believe, or Infinity Wars. He, his head made an appearance. I guess
I got a lot of work to do on that that movie franchise. There's like 21 of them. I think I've seen
22.
Three of them. 22.
22 of them.
I got to start catching up. Here.
And they've got a new one that was out.
Are you serious?
They just introduced a character.
It's a daunting task. It's like starting a show. I mean, you got like 20 something movies. It's crazy. Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody. We're live at Flossmoor Golf Club. We are here for the ESPN Chicago Open, presented by Coors Pure. It's going to be a fun day of golf. We get to do our show live. Waddle and Sylvie are going to be down a little bit later on, and we'll tape a new Crosstalk Unhinged podcast that will go up on the ESPN Chicago app later today. Jesse Rogers is going to do the show for Waddle and Sylvie today. But we're here to talk Bears baseball. Tuesday, off day, before the Bears get back at it against the Cincinnati Bengals. Week one is in the books after a thrilling overtime win for the Raiders at home last night. So, Yurko, I told you what the count was going into last night. Do you remember? What did the Dogs do this weekend? Remember the final tally?
Yeah, the final tally would have been 4-12.
You got it. The Dogs go 4-12. I'm sorry, 12-4. The favorites went 4-12. The underdogs dominate. Dogs go 12-4 against the spread. 9 Dogs won outright. 9. 6 road teams won outright. Games went 9-7 to the under in week one. So Dogs go 12-4. There's got to be a correction, right, guys? There must be a correction in weekend number two where the favorites are going to do much better. And when we talk to Todd Furman later this week, I'm going to ask him the question, because I bet you there was some sharp money already in Vegas with the sharps looking at, as badly as the Bears played, looking at the Bears -3. You know why?
Because it's opened up at 5.5.
Because 10 days ago, it was 5.5. And the sharps will look at it and say, yeah, Cincinnati won at home, but there's no way there's a 1.5-point difference after week one
between the
Bengals and the Bears.
Yeah,
so I bet you the sharps are jumping on the Bears, even though they looked putrid on Sunday night in Los Angeles. And that offense continues to have us scratching our heads wondering what the hell is going on.
And in my contest against Dr. Andy from Evergreen Kia, I went 0-6.
That's a rough start.
0-6, rough start. I'm going to have to make up for that the rest of the year.
You better get ready to write that check to his charity.
Yeah.
What did he do? Do you know?
He had Green Bay, so he had at least one loser. So he 5-1. We'll go over it. We'll have it before we do it again.
Okay.
That's for sure. I looked at mine. I wrote it down, and I'm looking loser, 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 and a loser.
Lehu.
Yeah. That's all I ended up. 6 losers, 0-6. But you know what? I give him a little bit of a lead. I want him getting confident with himself.
Hey,
so
listen,
We're ready to rock. I didn't put a Yurko's 13 out because I had zero confidence looking at any game. I'm like, I don't know who anybody is right now.
Week one's tough. It can't
right.
be. Well, yep. like, you know, the favorites cover four spreads for crying out loud.
Yep.
You know, it's like, holy cow.
That could have been just gone with the dogs. I'd have been a happy camper.
Yeah. I wouldn't suggest, like, you know, overreacting too much one way or another and be like, well, there's going to be a major correction here and I'll just bet all the favorites. But
well,
we'll
major
pour
correction,
over it as the week
listen,
goes on.
The major correction might have happened week four.
Yeah.
That's when it might happen, week four. You got to let this thing play out a little bit and then be patient, and then all of a sudden it'll be there. For
just
you.
Remember, my odds couple partner, Pappy, Mike North, last football season, started 0-9 in his picks. Mike
yes.
was taken on the chin. People beating him up on Twitter.
Oh.
Mike stuck with his system. He said,
"He
said
verbal abuse.
He
the
said,
verbal
you,
abuse.
He said, you want to fade me? Fade me. That's fine. Do you know what Mike did after the 0-9 start?
Got hot.
He picked at about 70, I think, 73% the rest of the season.
He got hot.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Can I tell you,
Mike
about,
and I, by the way, are 8-5 combined in the first 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
So we're giving out some, we'll take 61.5%
every day.
Season. Every week
every
we'll do
day.
It. Hopefully we'll do it all year for you.
All
our
day.
Goal is to be around 60% for you. That's what we've been historically
okay.
since we've been doing the show. This is our third football season together. And if we're picking at 60% for you, you're gonna make money.
Can I tell you the one fallacy that's out there that I'm tired of listening to right now?
Sure. About
that
the Bears?
If Justin Fields started the game against the L.A. Rams, the defense was just so pitiful that it wasn't going to make the difference. And I say that's falsehood. The same way that if the Bears would have gone down and scored on that opening possession and punched the Rams right in the face, that could have been a little bit different because you're looking for a reason to believe at that point. You're looking for something to believe in. And when you're driving down and all of a sudden you throw an interception, that takes the wind out of the sails.
In
that's
the end
problematic.
Zone,
this team, believe it or not, Carm, this team, the Eddie Jacksons of the world, the Vildors, the Roquan Smiths, they've got nothing against Andy Dalton. Nobody does. Nobody's got a thing
how
against
could
Andy.
You? Right? Yeah.
Nobody's got a thing against Andy
I hear
Dalton.
You. Yeah.
This team wants Justin Fields to be their quarterback. And if Fields starts that game, there's a different dynamic. Okay, there's no guarantee that what happened there would have happened there again. The defense may have, like, hey, our guy's here. Let's go. Let's get it up. Let's get things going. I don't know if Khalil Mack's going to be better than he actually is or what he was in that game. I don't think the way the rest of the game plays out, the dynamics of that game, are identical to what you see before. A, because your offense might have been doing a little bit more with the dynamic
right.
presence of Justin
Fields.
So when somebody sits and says that, well, the Bears' defense was blah, 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 they gave up 34 points, blah, blah, blah. If Justin Fields the quarterback, that game's different. It's a different path. It's going down a different road.
Even if they give up the 34, but they lose 34-28, and Justin Fields played, we'd
feeling a little
like
bit different.
Be a different tenor today. I think you're right. I think you made an interesting point yesterday about Mac too. I mean, like, if there's been an injury, and if it's the groin or something else, that is going to forever.
He'll never be that player,
right?
Again.
Like, and that's too bad. And look, 85% Khalil Mack is still like really good because he's Khalil Mack.
It's really good, but it's not the guy you paid for.
Like that 15% that makes you T.J. Watt or Aaron Donald or a game wrecker, like that could be gone.
It's not 2018 Khalil Mack by any stretch of the imagination. That guy is long gone, unfortunately, for the Bears.
Got more Bears thoughts, and I saw a graphic about the Bears last night. It was tough to look at. And we were talking about it last night when we were at dinner at Swift & Sons. Like we kind of showed it around the table. We're like, oof. And I want to talk about that coming up next. We'll be right back live here at Flossmoor Golf Club, the ESPN Chicago Open, presented by Coors Pier, brought to you in part by American Sale, Hawthorne Racecourse, and the Points Bet Sportsbook. Love those guys, and I use that app every day, and Alta Equipment. We're coming right back.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Rocking the Huey Lewis, baby. We're live. Flossmoor Golf Club playing golf today. The ESPN Chicago Open presented by Coors Pure. Lou Malnati's bringing pies for lunch, bone of beef, bringing beef sandwiches, combos, who knows what else. Plethora of stuff later tonight. Looking forward to that love bona. I grew up not far from the original bona beef right on Oak Park Avenue and Roosevelt Road. And it looks a lot different now. I mean, it was a small, tiny little place 40 years ago. My mom would take us over there for beef sandwiches, pepper and egg sandwiches on Fridays and during Lent.
During Lent, yeah.
Pepper and eggs. Oh,
yo, pepper and egg, kid.
Yeah, we go in there, man.
Filling.
I grew up on that stuff. The juice dripping down my chin. Remember, Waddle used to love that. The juice dripping down my chin. So last night, we were sick to our stomach looking at the next-gen stats of Allen Robinson's route chart. Adam Hoge, if you read Hoge this morning on NBC Sports Chicago, and he wrote a good article about some of the failings of the other night, and he, I think he put a link to this picture in his article too. And I mean, like,
yeah, I saw that.
There's not a route beyond 10 yards.
Yeah.
And I know Waddle's made the point that, look, the game plan kind of was we got to go quick because we don't really trust our line. Oh, and by the way, we're down to our third left tackle, and we can't be taking 5-7-step drops because Andy Dalton's going to get killed, and we don't have the ability. And I mean, like, and I get what Waddle's saying about that, and I understand, like, if that's your general game plan of as to how we're going to try to beat them, control the ball, move up and down the field, keep the Rams' offense on the sideline, okay, but the Bears had the ball for 35 minutes. The Bears ran like 69 plays, I think it was, right? 69
nice.
Plays. They had the ball for 35 minutes. They averaged 4.7 yards per play.
Yes.
You're not winning in the NFL averaging fewer than 5 yards per play. And when you have 69 plays and you have the ball for 35 nice. Minutes and you have a $17.2 million wide receiver, he doesn't run a route beyond 10 yards?
That's a problem.
Like, that is, like, it can't happen, right?
I mean, that's a problem. I mean, even that, listen, you could throw the ball 20 yards. You can drop back, you know, and chuck the ball. You can do that on a little nine right on the sideline. Now, the ball may only travel 25 yards, which is fine, but give him an outside release and let him go. Get him something. Any chance whatsoever just to make the safeties have to step back. If I'm a safety playing against the Chicago Bears, I'm lined up 12 yards deep. Where am I going?
You've always said the accordion
nowhere.
Effect.
Yeah.
Like, they squeeze, if you don't threaten, they
yeah.
squeeze you, right?
Exactly.
Like, defenses will figure it out as the course of the game
There's
goes on.
There's two ways to get space, left to right and top to bottom. That's the way you create space in voids and zones. That's the only way you can do it.
Does Nagy just not
left
do it
to right, top to bottom? And guess what? Left to right, you're limited. It's 53 yards. That's it. That's all you can go.
Does he just not do it with? That's right, Yerk, from sideline to sideline.
53 and a third, 50, actually.
Is that what it is? 53
yes.
and a third?
Yeah.
Does he not do it with his concepts? With, I mean, like, what is it? I mean, why is it not? Why is it not happening?
So, what's the difference from last year to this year? Nothing. Nothing. The way he likes to call plays and the way he teaches the quarterback to play is if it's not there, start going different directions. You talked about the play. It would have even been a shorter pass to when he went to Allen Robinson on that key third down. If Dalton reads that and right. sees that, sees the blitzer coming up, sees what the linebacker's doing right behind him, he's looking to the right, Allen Robinson's covered, you dump the ball off to Cole Kmet, you might have a chance to get a 2-yard completion, but turns into a 12-yard run, which ends up giving you the first down. It's conservative. You know, Mike Holmgren never had a ton, but he liked to hit the sluggo, the slant goes.
Yeah, I love the slant
goes. Yeah. So he knew there's a principle to going ahead and sending some people deep every once in a while. You've got to do it. And if they see you not doing it, then you've got to do it the next game just so you can show people that, hey, this is what we want to do. But slants were always a big part, slants. And then off the slant to go, boom, look what we're doing, lull you to sleep, and then you take off down the field.
I mean, in the NFL, with pass interference and the way it's called, how hard it is to play defense, like, even if you don't have a ton of confidence in your offense, how are you not at any point just taking a few shots? Maybe you get a PI penalty and the ball moves 40 yards down the field.
How'd the Bears get beat?
Down the field. I mean, they had how many plays of more than 20 yards did they have? I
mean, three play 75-yard drive. And what was the big play? The big hitter.
It's like, how do you, like,
the guy falls down and both guys run by him going, darn, we just got beat. Why do we miscommunicate?
Right, like,
and the guy gets up and runs into the end zone.
There,
and the other one is Cooper Kupp.
There could be a miscommunication. There's a PI. There's a breakdown in coverage. You're not even giving your offense the opportunity for anything
Nothing.
Like that to happen, let alone using some of your skill that you
I mean,
to have the ball, guys, for 35 minutes and to not throw a ball
you never
down
had,
the field.
Right,
like, it's crazy.
You never had the Rams on the back foot.
Never.
They never thought about going backwards ever because you didn't give them a reason to.
Just 69 plays, guys.
Just look at what the Raiders did last Just look at what the Raiders did last night. Ryan Clark did a great job with Scott Van Pelt breaking it down on the game winner that they had. They had no safety back there.
Zero coverage.
And then a natural pick was set by one of the wide receivers and
Humphreys
bumped into him for a second. He knew he was beat. And
right.
David Carr just was able to fade away from the guy who was blitzing at him and just basically throw an alley oop. and the guy caught it. But the Raiders
was it David Carr or was it his
brother? Derek Carr? Derek Carr.
Gosh, yeah. I was like, that'd be funny if David.
They were
back.
Throwing the ball downfield.
Yes,
all,
go to every
all
team. Seattle. What'd they do?
Oh
with Tyler
my God!
Lockett?
Please look at Tyler Lockett. Right. How about his second touchdown? By the way,
yeah. Whew. I mean, Lord. That's the point. You look at every team. Oh, there's something to putting a 13-play drive together and controlling 7.5 minutes of the clock. That's fun if you can do it. But the object of the game is putting the ball into the end zone. Yeah. Do you think the Rams are going, God, we only control the ball for 25 minutes? No, why?
They scored 34 points.
We scored touchdowns. The object of the game is to put the ball into the end zone and to keep it out of your end zone. You want to control the clock? Go ahead. You can have it. Now it's time for you to do something. What do you do?
I'm telling you, team, like nothing. More and more defenses are daring offenses
Hill.
To do what Yurko just said.
What broke it open? What broke it open?
Tyreek Hill down the field.
Down the field.
Go watch the. Did you watch the Rams? Did you watch the Colts game? Go watch the film of the Cardinals Titans game. Watch Christian Kirk streaking down the field and Kyler Murray throwing the ball up to him. Like, I mean, every game you put on, like this is offense in 2021. We're gonna go down the field. And for 35 minutes, you don't throw the ball down the field?
Nothing.
Like, is there any accountability whatsoever?
The one better than the Allen Robinson one is the one with the dots on where every pass was going. Incompletions,
the
interception. The scatter plot, yeah. The spray chart. I call it the football spray chart.
Football spray chart.
For where the football is going to go. Oh, left to right, it looked fantastic. A great disparity of balls left to right. The problem is there was nothing down the field. Nothing.
Are they?
It's a problem. It's a Matt Nagy problem. This isn't a Andy Dalton problem. This is a Matt Nagy problem. The way you design this offense, it's a Matt Nagy problem. The best play against New Orleans last year would have been the one Javon Wims catches.
Yeah.
But he didn't catch it. He dropped it. But all the credit in the world, you designed something. The guy was open.
Finally.
All the guy has to do is catch it. But that's 7 points on the board. It's there. It says 7 points. And it's a touchdown.
Are they up there at least this week? Like, is there accountability? Do they look – like, if we can sit and look at it, could they be in their mind somehow rationalizing?
I
no,
don't.
Guys, the game plan was good. We had to go all quick right. against the Rams. Like, how can we sit here? I'll just say me or Merck, who never played football at a high level whatsoever – how can I look at that and know it's wrong?
It's wrong.
And they, like in their minds, what could they possibly be thinking?
I don't know. That's
I just
part of
don't
the,
get
hey,
it.
But hey, man, Aggie's got a new McDonald's commercial, though. Oh, how about that? Did you see that new McDonald's commercial?
I didn't, actually.
Oh,
I didn't know Matt Nagy's got a...
Social media?
I was
everywhere.
Hired to help you make this great team even better. We're doing paid time off, tuition assistance for school, too. And hey, if they put in the work, they can make manager on this team.
I wish you could make manager. I mean, come on.
That's what we're doing here, kid.
You
we're
cannot...
We're doing commercials.
And you cannot go into a game in the NFL in this era... and say, we're going to be afraid, and we're not going
to
throw a ball beyond 20 yards, and it's going to be nothing but three-step drops.
Downfield.
I mean, like, you cannot. You're coaching scared.
I just told you how Holmgren did it. He did it with the Sluggos. That's how he got downfield. One of the greatest touchdowns the Packers ever scored against the Bears was on a Monday Nighter, where they ran from the one-yard line, they ran a Sluggo. And I'm sitting next to Mike. Not sitting. I'm standing next to Mike, and I hear Mike going to work. Because it's going to work. He saw the coverage. He said, this got a chance
to work. So, like, before snap, like,
before the snap, Mike knew there's a chance for it to work. Now, you got to throw it and you got to catch it. That's the only thing stopping it from working. But they knew Donnell Wolford was going to bite.
Was that Robert Brooks touchdown?
No.
Who was that?
Yeah, it could have been.
Robert
Brooks.
Brooks.
99-yarder. There we go. To the house. He knew it. Wow. Would we possess the ball for 12 seconds?
And you had a 99-yard.
And you had a 99-yard. You had 7 points on the board, which is the most important thing.
I don't know. I mean, to me,
listen, even
it's
Coughlin,
infuriating.
You watch Coughlin. I watch Brunell play, and I watch a bunch of tapes, you know, the old tapes, and I took a look, you know, with Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardle. They would go, honest to heavens, it was once a quarter they were running deep. 4 times a game, if not 6 times a game, they're running the ball deep just to let you know they're willing to go deep. You've got to prove to them that you're willing to go deep. If you don't, you get accordioned, you get crushed, you get killed. Everything squeezed on you becomes a problem, and it'll drive you crazy.
It's infuriating. It's the same old that we've been seeing for a couple of years now, and I don't know when it's going
to change. Well, how about that, too, guys, to that point that Yurko just made, if you're, as an offense, willing to go deep or at least threaten the defense, right? If they make a mistake, guess what?
Yeah.
You might have a touchdown.
Exactly.
Whereas when you don't, you're going to try and march down the field. Even the most efficient offenses in the league have a difficult time going 10, 12, 14 play drives.
Because you shoot yourself in the foot.
The baseball analogy, Meller, is like, you know, nobody wants to try to string together a bunch of singles to score runs anymore. Like,
yeah, it's too hard.
You know, it's too hard. And if you're like, there are outcomes other than just you design something great in the skill of your player. Like you said, you could have a blown coverage. You could have a PI penalty that moves you 40 yards down the field. Like, there are other outcomes. You cannot possess the ball for 35 minutes in an NFL game in 2021 and not attempt to pass beyond 13 or 15 yards. It's crazy for how long they had the ball and how many plays they ran. Will it change? I don't know. 312-332-3776. We're live at Flossmoor Golf Club. It's the ESPN Chicago Open presented by Coors Pure. We'll be right back. This hour with Carmen Yurko is brought to you by Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge. Happy hour's back. Get to Twin Peaks Monday through Friday, 2 to 7. Score sweet deals like $1 off all wine, liquor, cheap shots, and ice-cold 29-degree draft brews.
Carmen and Yurko.
Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
On ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Well, Cap and Hoodie are going to be disappointed. We can't make them drinks. We had to move outside. They didn't need the bar. The professionals needed the bar for the guests. We're at the ESPN Chicago Open presented by Coors Pure. We're at beautiful Flossmoor Golf Club. We're out back outside where we were supposed to
where
be.
Where we belong.
We got it all working now. It's beautiful outside. We're looking out over 18. Course
glorious.
Looks like it's in great shape.
There
we got cigars going.
9 to the left-hand side there, Carm.
It's a beautiful Tuesday.
They know how to close out their 9 holes right here, man. Difficult. Yeah. Greens are lightning quick, too, Carm. That's the one thing you got to remember. Lightning quick greens.
Thank
this
you.
Ball's going to run.
Thank you.
You got to bounce it a little bit in front because, you know, it's just the way it is out here at Flossmoor Country Club.
These guys are nodding in agreement. I don't know if they know the course, if they're members, if they're ringers or what, but they're nodding in agreement with the good kid.
Shout out to J.R. MacGyver Strauss, who got us out here in two minutes.
No time whatsoever.
Yes.
Good job, J.R. So we were at dinner last night. We missed the Manning brothers broadcast.
I didn't watch a lot of it, but Jeff watched a ton of it.
Meller, you watched most of the Monday night broadcast with the Mannings, with Peyton and Eli?
I did. So it was interesting because I didn't really know if I would how much of it I would consume as the night started. And I began the evening watching the traditional Monday night broadcast with Steve Levy, Lewis Riddick, and Brian Griese from the first quarter. Then around the second quarter, I flipped over to Peyton and Eli to check out what was going on because a couple people were texting me about it, and then it was a buzz on Twitter. Hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go check this out.
A buzz.
It was. It was trending. There were a lot of people who were intrigued by it.
I did notice that.
So I flipped over to ESPN2 for the second quarter just to check in and see what was going on. And I have to admit that I went back one time to the main ESPN channel. Because I was kind of like, boy, this is what I didn't expect or I didn't know was coming was that Peyton was completely dominating the broadcast, but in a good way.
It's like a one-man show.
It really was. Eli was there, and he fell into the traditional little brother role where Peyton was telling you everything that was going on. He'd do a quick check-in with Eli, and Eli'd be like, Eli'd either throw like a quick one-liner or like a, yep, that's right. And then they'd continue to go forward, and they had a lot of great guests. They had Barkley. They had Travis Kelce. They had Ray Lewis. And they had Russell Wilson, and they gave each guy a quarter. And I have to admit, if you're a football fan where you know a lot of the players and everything that's going on, I thought, from my personal taste, it was a better broadcast.
Wow. Was Peyton doing play-by-play, or was it more...
He was doing, like, the plays. Like, he was... I saw some highlights this morning. He's like he was taking a snap with an ill-fitting helmet, calling out the signals as they would be called, like if he was taking a snap in the game.
No, that was like a bit they did early in the broadcast.
Oh, okay.
But for the most part, no. It was like, look, him and Eli are hanging out. They're shooting the, you know.
Reacting to the game.
And not just that, though. It wasn't, they didn't feel the pressure where you had to do the play-by-play. If something happened that interests them, they would go back and replay it. They had the ability to do so. Or, you know, if they had Ray Lewis there in the second quarter. So they'd, at certain points when there was a lull in the action, they'd start busting Ray Lewis's balls about, first of all, basically giving Eli Manning a 0.0 QB rating, one of his first career starts as a rookie. Or they'd be like, hey, Ray, tell us about when you your defense was so intimidating to Kyle Bowler that you basically ended his career. Like, there was a lot of good give and take. I'm not sure if Peyton Manning can bring the energy that he brought last night to every single 11 games that he's going to do, because I'm telling you, if you watch it, there was a lot of Peyton Manning.
But, did Eli Manning bring his solid vanilla?
He brought vanilla with a little.
Pretty funny though.
A little bit of sprinkles, Yerk. He did have some good one-liners in there, and I wasn't. You know, it's a good. It really was an interesting watch that I did not anticipate liking as much.
Are they
as I
doing
did.
This Monday night again?
They're back this Monday. Yes,
right.
They are.
I mean, they're only doing like 12.
They're doing 11.
Yeah. 11 is
so
11 10, or 12,
10 to go.
Yeah.
So they're not doing week 2 Monday night.
Oh, no, they are doing this next one, yes.
All right, I'm going to have to check that out because we did not get to see any of it last night. They've been doing this stuff like that over in Europe and Italy for soccer for years. I've always wondered why we don't do more of it.
Remember, we saw the great Tiziano Crudelli do the AC Milan game.
Yeah,
they're just sitting around. There's five pundits.
A lunatic.
And the great Tiziano.
Yeah.
And they're going back and forth at it. And the minute they score a goal, he's crying. The guy from the other team, like one of the guys that was for the other team, he's yelling at him.
He looks like he wants to strangle him. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Tiziano's crying. It's unbelievable. One of my favorite names, by the way. If I ever have another child, if I reverse the vasectomy, that kid's going to be named Tiziano.
Tiziano Crudelli. Not bad. We got to talk more Bears, a little baseball. Both the Cubs and the Sox had last night off, but they're back in action tonight. The MVP is on the South side, Shohei Ohtani. The year Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is having, and he's not going to be MVP, is
sickening.
It's stunning. I mean, he had his 45th home run last night. And
that's how special
the Blue Jays can't lose right
that's
now.
That's how special
incredible
Ohtani's year has been.
It's absolutely incredible. So we'll talk about all that. Plus, we have a Who's the Douche for this this fine Tuesday.
Oh, you got to love that.
We'll be right back. We are live at Flossmoor Golf Club. It's the ESPN Chicago Open presented by Coors Pure. We're back in 2 minutes.